Hello, everybody. Tyson Wynn, WelchOK.com. And as you are aware, because we've been updating through the morning, we've had a severe weather incident here north of town out on the VFW road. And I am with Fire Chief Brandon Webster. And I'm just going to let Brandon give you a quick update on what happened, their response, and where things stand now. Brandon?
Tyson, from the best thing we can tell at this time, just about 90 road and the VFW road here just north of town, the north edge of town. We had what appeared to be straight-line winds. We can't confirm that at this time. Nothing at the time showed up on radar. We were doing spotter watches at the time. And it appears at this time, like I said, cannot be confirmed, that it was probably a straight-line wind because the debris was blown kind of east to the northeast direction. So far, we have one minor injury. Nobody severely injured at this time. Centralia, from what I gather right now, is on a swift water rescue, and they've got 13 people that are trapped at this time, and we've got boat crews from Coffeyville, I believe Quapaw Tribe and GRDA that are en route to assist, as well as county units and Edna Fire. They've been advised if they need anything from us as well as Blue Jacket, then they can contact us and know how to do so. As of that, that's all I know as of right now. We drove out the areas perimeter from where the initial contact was between the Walkers and the Charleses, and did a perimeter search of the areas. And found no other residences that we could tell at this time to be damaged, and no other casualties of anything.
Okay, thank you very much, Brandon. I know you've been up all night and had a long night with your fire department here, and we appreciate your efforts, and we thank you all very much. I do want to also add, folks, that the town of Welch still remains without power. If anybody needs power, especially if somebody is on oxygen or has a medical need for which they need power, the Welch Civic Center is open. And as anybody shows up in the next little bit, we'll go ahead and keep it open. I'll probably be there for a while because there is power, and we have the full building on generator power there. So if anybody needs that, if you just need to come charge your cell phone, something like that, we will be there for a while and still trying to man some communications. But for the most part here in the town of Welch, the operation is done until morning when they have some light and they'll be able to go out and work on some debris. The good news tonight is that very limited impact of this storm. It looks like two residences have been impacted. Any injuries were very minor, so all things being considered, a very minor damage and a very small footprint on what happened. I know it's severe for those who were impacted, but the good news is that it appears to be mostly property damage, and certainly no loss of life or severe injury tonight, for which we're all very, very thankful. And that'll be it for now from WelchOK.com. This is Tyson Wynn from your Welch Fire Department.